Chinese youth not buying into the CCP's morality play. Commentary. Is communist China an alternate universe? Here is the leader of an atheist communist regime speaking about what state-run media China Daily describes as the strategic importance of intellectual and moral development for minors, while calling for joint efforts to create a sound social environment conducive to the healthy growth of young people. Is Xi Jinping serious? The Chinese Communist Party has gone against the grain of human experience and traditions by substituting scientific atheism for traditional Chinese values and universal morals while actively eliminating or subverting any religions that could provide alternative and often transcendent bases for morals and ethics, such as compassion, justice, or accountability to a higher power. This is eerily similar to the Superman comics Bizarro World, where the motto was us do opposite of all earthly things. Us hate beauty. Us love ugliness. Is big crime to make anything perfect on Bizarro World? Let us unpack Xi's incredible statements to discover the reality behind the cliches. What is morality? Morality refers to the principles, standards, or codes that determine what is right and wrong, good and bad, in human thought, behavior, and character. It guides how individuals ought to behave in society, especially toward others. It involves judgments about obligations, virtues, harm, fairness, and justice. That is, morality involves obligations to others' welfare, rights, fairness, and justice, as well as related reasoning, emotions, and actions. Over the centuries, the concept of universal morals has developed to promote cooperation, reduce harm, and enable social living. According to a survey by anthropologists at the University of Oxford, there are 7 generally accepted cooperative principles across most, if not all, human cultures. Help your family, help your group, return favors, be brave, defer to superiors, divide resources fairly, and respect others' property. The Chinese version of universal morals was developed over more than 2,000 years through debate, state endorsement, and cultural synthesis. They prioritize harmony, virtue cultivation, and human-centered order over coercion or divine mandate. Confucianism's emphasis on universal virtues like benevolence and righteousness made it the closest to a shared ethical foundation across classes and eras of Chinese history. Confucius emphasized moral self-cultivation and virtues applicable to all people, Ren, Yi, Li, Xi, and Xian. These were universal in aspiring to foster harmony through proper relationships among all people. CCP morality. Along came the communists in 1949, who turned universal morals upside down in their quest to dominate and control society and micromanage all human interactions. By suppressing religion and enforcing ideological purity and subordinating natural human bonds associated with the universal morals to loyalty to the state and the Communist Party. Under the CCP's rule, morality is not derived from transcendent or religious sources, but rather a state-constructed framework designed to align individual behavior with the party's collectivist goals, ideological conformity, and social stability. Ideological conformity and social stability serve as the foundational pillars of the party's definition of morality. This is not accidental, but stems from the CCP's Leninist nature as a vanguard party, its historical lessons learned, and Xi's explicit vision for sustaining one-party rule amid rapid socioeconomic and geopolitical change. To make the CCP's definition of morality more palatable to the Chinese people, a smattering of elements of traditional Chinese philosophy is incorporated to lend legitimacy. Out the door went compassion, justice, fairness, accountability, and the 7 cooperative principles. In came strict adherence to Marxist, Leninist ideology, suppression of religious and minority groups, informing on family and friends, forced collectivization, and the abolition of private property. Fairness, once seen as divinely ordained or evolutionarily beneficial, as it had been throughout Chinese history, forget about it. The communists see fairness as unscientific. The dilemma for the Chinese communists is that an atheist regime co-opts tradition while eroding the spiritual foundations of society, as shown through those 7 cooperative principles. This ultimately leads to a moral crisis in which state-defined morals and ethics serve the CCP rather than the universal truths most Chinese people inherently understand. In short, morality becomes arbitrary in serving the state while undermining the traditional fabric of Chinese society. The corroding effect on Chinese youth. Ample evidence suggests that communist morals face significant pushback among the young Chinese, who are increasingly exploring spirituality, religion, or folk practices amid modern economic pressures, mental health issues, comparisons with youth in other societies, and a general search for meaning in the arbitrary society created by the CCP. Chinese youth face high unemployment, economic slowdown brought about by U.S. tariffs and overcapacity policies, and general inequality. As a result, there is a growing rejection of the CCP's policies expressed through individualism, apathy, or subtle rebellion. This manifests in movements such as lying flat, consumerism, and spontaneous protests that erode CCP-promoted values, such as filial piety and party devotion. In recent years, young Chinese have been flocking to religious sites for stress relief, contradicting the strict atheism policies of the CCP. A South China Morning Post article noted a surge in young people visiting temples to escape life's pressures, with social media amplifying the trend. For example, influencer Zhao Deshui posted this on X: "Some young Chinese are moving away from the prescribed path of endless academic grind. We see more of them enjoying the less materialistic side of life, such as taking a break to become a Taoist priest. Others pursue their true passion, from sports to animation to filmmaking to music, regardless of financial returns." Such anecdotes may reflect a pragmatic turn among some young Chinese toward Buddhism or Taoism for mental solace, not necessarily toward full conversion back to Chinese traditions. But they nevertheless undermine the CCP's narrative of science as sufficient for personal well-being. Official figures claim a high rate of atheism. A 2018 survey found that 67% of respondents in China considered themselves convinced atheists. However, Chinese youth often participate in rituals without identifying them or themselves as religious. An X discussion noted that 80% engage in holidays, ancestor worship, or veneration of local gods, viewing religion as extreme devotion. The lying flat movement started in the early 2020s. This form of passive resistance opposes the 996 work culture promoted by the CCP and the constant pursuit of collective progress. Young people choose minimalism, avoiding marriage, children, or career ambitions, viewing personal sacrifice as useless in a rigged system. They're embracing single lifestyles, consumerism, and self-focus while pushing back against collectivist norms. These pressures have led to spontaneous protests, too. Events like the 2022 White Paper protests and the Zhengzhou students' 50-kilometer mass bike rides in 2024 are greatly feared by the CCP as uncontrolled and unsanctioned organizing by the masses. The White Paper protests erupted in late November 2022 across China, including major cities such as Shanghai, Beijing, and Chengdu. Protesters held up blank sheets of white paper as a symbolic protest against strict zero-COVID lockdowns, censorship, and government overreach. These were largely spontaneous, youth-led gatherings that spread via social media, representing rare public defiance against CCP policies. The mass bike ride is a viral social media-driven phenomenon in which tens of thousands of university students in Zhengzhou, Hunan Province, rode shared bicycles overnight to the neighboring ancient city of Kaifeng, roughly 50 kilometers away. The rides were primarily motivated by a desire to eat Kaifeng's famous oversized soup dumplings for breakfast, turning a simple food quest into a large-scale, spontaneous group activity. Concluding thoughts. The White Paper protests and the Zhengzhou bike rides showed symptoms of Chinese youth dissatisfaction with the CCP's carefully curated moral management of society, as well as how easily youth energy can create uncontrolled public events that prompt fears in Zhongnanhai of repetition or evolution into something far more subversive. This fits broader patterns of Chinese youth seeking meaning or escape through trends like Tangping, which challenge the CCP's official narratives of harmonious, directed productivity for the collective good. The CCP's scientific atheism and other Marxist malarkey don't seem to be working. No wonder she is emphasizing moral development for minors. What he really means is ratcheting up communist ideological purity as a means of maintaining CCP control. That's bizarro world thinking.